Ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody to the WWE All Results Radio Podcast. With me and Tyson, I'm the Boss King, Chase Carter, along with Tyson the Butcher. So please give a warm welcome to Tyson the Butcher.
Hey, everybody. How are you doing today? Thank you for having me on the show, as always.
It's great to have you back, Tyson. How is your weekend going?
It's not too bad. I'm really excited for Clash of the Champions. I've been reading a lot of what may and may not happen during the AJ Styles gender main event. As of right now, they've been saying that gender may win, and other people are saying that AJ Styles may win. I think this is kind of, Vince McMahon, the WWE kind of trying to sit there and, confuse us to what's happening. Vince is always bashed the dirt sheets and rightfully so. He's been a real fan of surprising the fans, and that's what he's trying to do. So, and I've also read that they don't know what they're going to do with that event, and they said it should be answered probably last minute, which has been what's been going on for a while now. From what I read, Vince McMahon, instead of this but man telling the writers and saying, I want this guy to win. Now it's the winner will know before they hit the ring. Let's say AJ's at the curtain and Vince goes, I want you to gender. Well, then AJ will do what Vince tells him to do. And that seems to be the case. And I think that's a really good formula because then the dirt sheets don't know. So therefore, the dirt sheets don't know. We don't know, which, brings the element of surprise. And that's what I like about wrestling, especially when there's a lot of surprises and stuff like that, stuff that you don't expect.
Right. And what is your predictions for Clash of the Champions this Sunday?
I'm still going to go with AJ over gender. I just can't see gender headlining WrestleMania. He's not really established yet in my mind and a lot of other people's mind, too. I see Daniel Bryan turning against Shane McMahon. I see them probably going to have a match at WrestleMania.
That sounds real interesting. Well, we got some rumor names for next year's WWE Hall of Fame class. The rumor names we got to be the headliner will be the one and only Bill Goldberg. We got Bam Bam Bigelow, Ivory, the Dudley Boys, Kid Rock on the celebrity wing. What do you think about this?
Well, I agree with a lot of them for the most part. Kid Rock, I do not. I'm not a really big fan of. I don't get me wrong. I like Kid Rock's music, but I'm not really a big fan of celebrities being in the Hall of Fame. I don't think they have a place there. They don't wrestle. They're not athletes. So I don't think they really have a place in the Hall of Fame. But then again, I don't run the WWE. That's Vince McMahon's decision.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. What do you think about Goldberg being in the Hall of Fame? And do you think The Undertaker should be in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. Goldberg and The Undertaker being in the Hall of Fame, that is just due. They are both long overdue to be in the Hall of Fame. Undertaker not there in the Hall of Fame yet. This kind of tells me that he's not ready to hang up the boots. Right now, he's probably just enjoying life and stuff like that. And he may be back. Vince has said he doesn't really care for Hall of Famers to wrestle, and that may be the case with The Undertaker. He's probably kind of holding it off, but of course I've heard Undertaker say in a lot of interviews, why put me in the Hall of Fame when I'm not even dead yet?
Yeah, that's a good point. We're just going to have to wait and see. Like you said, The Undertaker may have a few more matches, and that'll be great for the fans. What do you think about Roman Reigns missing some more WWE events here? From the reports I'm getting that he's going to be off this weekend for WWE Live events and stuff. What do you think's going on? What do you think is going on with Roman Reigns there?
I have no clue what's going on with Roman Reigns. I've heard that, but I'm not sure what the problem is. I'm not sure if he got in trouble with drugs again, and they're keeping it on.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the WWE All Results Radio Podcast with me and Tyson. I'm the Boss King, and Tyson the Butcher joining me. Again, let us know what do you think is going to be happening on Raw coming up. On also, we got Christmas night on Monday Night Raw. How exciting is this going to be for the fans?
Well, you know, I heard the big main event, and this is awesome right here, because I don't remember, and I'm probably wrong, maybe I'm wrong, but I'll ever remember Roman Reigns and John Cena being in the same ring against each other, at least not for a championship. A lot of fans have been wanting to see that. John Cena has said in interviews that if the WWE wants me to, I have no problem with coming back and working a full-time schedule. Now, Raw 25 that's coming up, it's going to be Roman Reigns versus John Cena for an Intercontinental Championship. Now, John Cena saying what I just said that he said in the interview, that just tells me that the WWE could possibly be losing faith in Roman Reigns because they've been trying to shove him down our throat for the past, what, 5-6 years, and trying to make him the new face of the WWE because Cena has been pretty much slowly working his way out of the company because he wants to, you know, do movies in Hollywood and stuff like that because he's getting older. This sounds to me that the WWE has talked to Cena and staying a little bit longer until they do find that new face for the WWE. This sounds like the WWE's possibly losing faith in Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I totally agree. We've got some news on ROH. It looks like they have confirmed their first ever Women of Honor champion will be crowned in 2018. They announced in 2018 the first ever Women of Honor champion will be crowned with the final battle. Looks like it. We've heard. Looks like it's going to have 16 of the Women of Honor going to be into this incredible tournament. What do you think about this? And do you think WWE should do something like this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ring of Honor is you know, they're up and coming. They're hooked up with New Japan, and a lot of the wrestlers do New Japan. They also do Impact Wrestling. I think in a few years, Ring of Honor is going to be competing against the WWE. They're always, they got a hell of a fan base. A lot of people like myself and you like Ring of Honor. They got a lot of good core wrestlers over there. A lot of up-and-coming new wrestlers, a lot of young studs, and also some veterans. There's no greediness from what I've read in the Ring of Honor. Everybody gets along and, you know, and stuff like that. If a veteran's asked to job to this guy, well, there's really no arguing or anything like that. They just do it. You know, there's a lot of loyalty in Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor has been around for quite a long time. And it's really awesome to see Ring of Honor get some recognition in the wrestling business. I know about a year or two back, Vince McMahon is seeing what I saw, and that is the rise of Ring of Honor, because he tried to buy Ring of Honor, and thank God they turned down his offer.
Yeah, I'm so glad. What do you think about Brock Lesnar? Jim Ross is saying that he doesn't see Brock Lesnar returning to MMA again. What are your response on this?
I think Brock Lesnar is doing what he did the 1 year that he was going against, remember when he was defending the title against Roman Reigns, and then Seth Rollins came in and cashed his money in the bank that became world champion. He's probably either A, waiting until the last minute to re-sign with the WWE, or B, he just wants to retire completely and just, you know, walk away from, you know, sports in general, you know, and, you know, combat sports in general. But, you know, he said a lot in interviews that he wants to give it, he's got some unfinished business in UFC. And Brock has also said that, you know, when it comes to WWE, there's really nothing that he hasn't accomplished. I mean, he's won every major title that you possibly think of. So, you know, I don't understand I don't really see why he would stick around unless they gave him a really big, nice price tag. He is in the top three wrestlers in the WWE that's mostly paid.
Okay, we're going to be right back with me and Tyson with more on the WWE All Results Podcast.
Again, it could be a surprise thing. hasn't officially signed a contract with the WWE. They're in negotiations, but they're not even in close to working out a deal. I think if she does sign, it's for money. If she doesn't sign, I think that she's going to go back to MMA.
So what do you think about all this? People leaking out information saying she's in the WWE performance, and what do you think? People just trying to stir up and get people riled up, or what do you think's going on there?
I think it's confusion. You know, I think it's a lot of it's the WWE itself because of the dirt sheets that's, you know, out there. For the longest time, the dirt sheet said it's going to happen this way, and it did. So, you know, the match is going to happen this way, and usually it did. Vince has finally became smart when it comes to the dirt sheets and said, you know what, it pretty much in his head said, man, I can't really trust any of these guys because they'll tell these, you know, what's going to happen, and, you know, I can't really trust anybody. So I'm going to tell the wrestler what's going to happen before they go to the ring. So if he tells the wrestler before he or she goes to the ring, there's no way, there's no time for them to run to the dirt sheets and tell them what's going to happen.
Okay, well, the latest information we're getting in, Tyson, and I don't know if you can believe this. I can't even believe this. We're hearing rumors that WWE's planning on bringing back at the XFL in 2018. What do you think about this one, Tyson?
I guess that's the man is wanting another L. Another loss. It's not going to work. I'm sorry. I thought the jerseys were really cool. I thought the idea was pretty cool, but it's not going to work. Because the NFL is so strong right now that it's, you know, they have a real loyal base. And unless Vince comes up with some idea to compete with the NFL, and that's exactly what he's going to be doing, competing against the NFL, that's just a waste of money. So, you know, I believe the guy's out of touch. Maybe he knows something that we don't know. I have no clue. But if he does, you know, do the XFL again, I can guarantee you it's going to flop.
I agree. We just want to say congratulations to Dante Castle. He became the new Ring of Honor champion. What do you think about this? Do you think it's good for Ring of Honor that Dante Castle is the new champion there?
Yeah, I do, because Cody, I like Cody Rhodes. I'm a Bullet Club fan, you know that. But it's time for Cody to step down as Ring of Honor champion. He's been champion for an extremely long time, for a good while. So I think they've talked to Cody and, hey, drop the title to someone else and let's see if they can ride with it. Let's see if they could do something with it. If they can't, I'm pretty sure they'll put the belt right back around Cody.
Okay, well, we're going to take another little short break, and when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk about potential WrestleMania matches. You want to talk about that when we come back in just a moment on the WWE All Results Radio podcast.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, everybody, to the WWE All Results Radio podcast. This is our first ever podcast with me and Tyson. We're going to be doing this a weekly podcast for you, probably maybe every Saturdays or whatever day we decide to do it. But we're going to talk, Tyson, about potential WrestleMania matchups. Let's go ahead and talk about that next. You want to let the fans know what you've heard?
Well, you know, I heard that, you know, Bill Goldberg is going to have a match at WrestleMania. The WWE is trying to talking to him and to having a match. Bill Goldberg said his dream match is against The Undertaker. Well, that would be interesting because that would be interesting because Sting said that he wants the match with The Undertaker. And then I've heard word that all three of them might be in the same match all at once. I also heard that when Batista comes back, they've named a bunch of potential wrestlers for him to wrestle. One was Braun Strowman, other one was Brock Lesnar, of course, AJ Styles, Randy. They wanted to do a three-way match, Triple H, Randy Orton, and Batista all at once. So they got a lot of ideas floating around.
Yeah, I just don't really never know what they might do at WrestleMania. But from what all the reports that I've been hearing, you've been hearing, Tyson, is that it looks like WrestleMania is going to be off the chain, going to be off the chart. We're just going to wait and see what happens. We got news in on Norm Dar. He looks like he underwent a successful knee surgery, so that's good news there. It looks like Norm Dar will be back in the ring in no time. We're also getting news on Bully Ray. There's some people saying that he's retired, some people saying he's not retired. What do you think's going on there?
I don't know. I think Bully Ray is probably bored, so he wants to either go to Ring of Honor, New Japan, or I don't think the WWE is going to have him back. I don't know. They might. You know, they wouldn't be a surprise to me. They've been bringing a lot of old wrestlers back because they're losing faith in these new school wrestlers. Bubba Ray made his announcement in the Ring of Honor and said, that's it, I'm retiring. You know, if you remember that, I got it on YouTube, him saying that he's going to retire. So I don't know what his issue is. Is he retired? Is he not? You know, maybe he wants to come back, you know, and give it one more go. It'd be kind of cool if, you know, Vince McMahon let Paul Heyman, get Paul Heyman ECW back, and we'd have the ECW championship and see what Paul Heyman can do with his own promotion away from the WWE. Paul Heyman is a genius, and I'm pretty sure he's given the right assets and money, he could make ECW something awesome. But that's, you know, entirely up to Vince McMahon. Maybe Bubba Ray could, you know, be their assistants and, you know, be a general manager or something like that.
Yeah, and the other news that we got coming in here is that Rich Swann, looks like an attorney, has issued a statement on behalf of Rich Swann here. Is that at this point, no criminal charges has been filed officially against him. Depending on how the progress plays out, it says it depends on the, looks like the scoop of representatives here. It says we're hopeful for a fair and quick resolution on behalf of Mr. Swann here, and ultimately the state attorney will make the decision on no potential charges when they deem it appropriate. What do you think about all this?
What I think about all this is, what's the WWE going to do? Because they let this guy go. They pretty much fired him because of domestic charges. What I'm thinking is there any proof? Or did this person that's accusing him of this, which we've seen a lot with celebrities these days, did she lie? Is there proof that he beat her? Or anything like that? And if he did, maybe to shut her up, he paid her off. A lot of that's gone on. It wouldn't surprise me. I've seen it, you know. So, you know, if everybody's got a price tag, I don't care who you are. And if someone dingles that money in front of your face, and if it's the right amount of money, you're going to do it. You know, no one wants that kind of offense over their head, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, we're going to take a short break, and me and Tyson will be right back. All right, welcome everybody back to the WWE All Results Radio Podcast. And me and Tyson want to talk a little bit about the Big Show. We've heard it possibly going to the Indies if he would ever do it. What do you think about Big Show possibly in the Indies here?
Oh, yeah, you know, I can, he'd probably dominate the Indies, or maybe he's going to go over there to get a lot of talent over. You know, who knows? Ryback, Cody Rhodes, among other wrestlers, have said, you know, a lot of wrestlers in the WWE should just go ahead and drop the WWE because there's a lot of money to be made in the Indies. I know that John Morrison said he's very happy to be a luchador because the luchadors let him go all over the place and he can win titles and, you know, get more money and all this other stuff. And I think eventually this is going to be the future of wrestling. I think, you know, sooner or later, possibly when Vince McMahon steps down, Shane or Triple H, whoever is going to be head of the WWE is just going to have to, you know, suck up the ego and listen to the wrestlers and let them do, you know, the indie circuit if they feel like it, for more money. I think this is going to be the future of pro wrestling, where you see these big name wrestlers all over the place, not just in the WWE and places like that, but everywhere.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about EC3 and Bobby Lashley. They're two possible names joining WWE. What do you think about this? Because they're both contracts are expiring in Impact Wrestling. What do you think is going to happen here?
That will be incredible. I know they both said in interviews that they don't want to sign back with independent wrestling because of money problems, and they pretty much accomplished everything there is to do in that organization. So, you know, Bobby and him want to go back to the WWE and see what they could do there. Brock Lesnar, Braun Strowman, those big guys, you know, those would be, and if Batista sticks around, all five of them would be potential dream matches. I mean, can you imagine Bobby Lashley against Brock Lesnar? And, you know, if he decides to stay around, I mean, those would be huge events, especially for SummerSlam and WrestleMania.
We're also getting information coming in that looks like Triple H is talking about putting the main roster superstars on NXT in 2018. What do you think about this? Do you think it's going to be a good deal for NXT?
Yeah, I think it'd be. I think it's a good idea out of Triple H, because they can, if they put some of the wrestlers, the main wrestlers on NXT, they can also, you know, develop their talents even better. They can sit there and say, hey, look, I beat a Raw guy. Or, hey, look, I beat a SmackDown guy. Why can't I come go to the main roster? And it's like me and you touched when we were talking about SmackDown and Raw. What are they going to do with all these guys? So, you know, there's kind of the answer. You know, Triple H is like, okay, I'll just take some of the guys that Raw and SmackDown ain't using and put them on NXT.
Yeah, and when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk about Tribute to the Troops and how much it means to you and how much it means to me. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a moment.
Okay, we're back on here. We're going to talk to our fans about Tribute to the Troops and how much it means to you. That, to me, it's one of my favorite nights of the year. I love it, and I can't wait for next year. It just keeps getting better and better.
It was really awesome to see the troops. I did see the wrestlers wrestle. They had a lot of good matchups during the tribute to the troops. They are worth every bit of recognition that they get, and even more. They put their lives on the line for each and every one of us to be free and safe, to do what me and you're doing right now, to do what every one of us do every day in this great country. And I can never thank them enough. I love each and every one of them, even though I don't know them. I respect them when I see them on the street. I tell them, thank you for what you're doing for my country. I can't appreciate it more. May I buy you a drink, or may I get you something to eat, sir or ma'am? And I tell them that they are the true heroes of the world, and that's the truth. They really are. They're the real heroes of our world.
Absolutely. Couldn't say it any better. Also, we got news on The Rock. Looks like congratulations to The Rock on receiving his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Also, we're hearing news that The Rock is even having a more exciting news that he's going to have a second daughter coming up very soon as well. So going to have a new baby. What is your thoughts on all this?
That's awesome. I also heard that The Rock is going to be a candidate for the President of the United States. Can you imagine that? The great one as our president.
Yeah, I heard that he's going to try to run in 2020, and then now I'm hearing it's going to be 2024. Either way, he looks like he's very serious about running. Do you think he could really be our president, though? That's the thing.
Well, you know, we've seen these stars do it before. Donald Trump's our president. Ronald Reagan was our president. So, you know, nothing with a prize. I mean, just because they're Hollywood stars or wrestlers or anything like that doesn't mean that they're stupid. I mean, a lot of these guys go to school and stuff like that. I've heard a lot of interviews with The Rock, and he's got a lot of back. He's got a lot of backup. A lot of people believe in him to be our next president of the United States. They really do want him to be. They believe in him. Rocky's no dummy. I mean, he's an excellent actor. He was a great performer in the ring. And, you know, it'd be really interesting if he can make it into politics.
Next
I'm
up,
pretty sure he'd get a lot of votes just because of who he is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about NXT. We got Pete Dunne next week and Tyler Bate, Sanity versus Undisputed Era, all happening next week on NXT. What did you think about NXTs this week, and what do you think is going to happen next week?
I thought NXT was beautiful. I loved every bit of it. I was on the edge of my seat. I enjoyed NXT more than I do watching Raw and SmackDown. I'll put it that way, and that's saying a lot. I thought the talent were awesome. Our boy Aleister Black put on an incredible show. They really need Aleister Black and put him on a main roster. I mean, you know, he deserves to be on a main roster. He's that good. And as soon as he goes onto a main roster, I'm not kidding you, that man's going to be, if he's not Universal Champion, he's going to be WWE World Champion. And he's got that kind of charisma. He's got the look. And as you see, he's got the wrestling talent. He's an amazing talent. Him and Adam Cole put on an incredible match. It could have went either way. And a few times, I thought Adam Cole had Aleister Black. I was like, oh, this is it for Aleister. Cole's going to win this. You know, and he's going to upset all of us. But no, Aleister Black pulled a rabbit out of the bag, as he always does. And he fools us all, and he gets the victory. And it's awesome to see a talent like him undefeated.
Okay, when me and Tyson come back, we got to talk about Shannon Blazer and so much more. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk to you about now Shannon Baszler. Looks like she's going to be coming to NXT. What is your thoughts on this?
You know, she's going to be good since she, you know, leaves NXT. And, you know, that's what the WWE needs. They need more talent in the female division. I was talking to a couple of my friends on Messenger, and they even brought up, and there ought to be a women's tag team division. I'm like, there should be. There should be women's tag team champions. The problem with that is there's not really too many women right now in the women's tag team, in the women's division. There's not many. I mean, there's a good bit, but there's not enough to bring in a tag team division just that to have women's gold. I'm pretty sure that Vince McMahon has already thought of that. That's why they're doing a lot of these first-time things, like the Women's Royal Rumble, the Elimination Chamber for women, Hell in a Cell for women. We've seen that, but we haven't seen a few things. So, you know, I also heard rumor that Vince McMahon is talking about doing an all-women's wrestling organization that's owned by the WWE, but it'd be its own wrestling alliance. It would just be nothing but women.
That is a awesome idea. I think if WWE would do something like that, it'd be absolutely awesome. We heard a lot of great rumors of WWE possibly doing the first ever women's elimination chamber, doing the first ever tag team, Money in the Bank. Lots of great things they're talking about doing, and also a women's Royal Rumble. What do you think about all these?
That would be awesome, especially for the women's division. I hope if they keep up with these ideas for the women, I wish that they would add more and more women to the WWE roster. I think it's a long overdue, long time coming. I love the women's movement that's been going on in the WWE, and I hope they keep pushing for it. I know Triple H has said in the past and in interviews that he wants to make the women's division a lot bigger. Shane McMahon said that himself. So I think in the near future, maybe within a year or two, we're going to see a big, big change in the WWE when it comes to the women's division. We're going to have a lot more female superstars.
Yeah, and also we got news on TNA star to make a WWE debut next week, Rockstar Spud, reportedly going to be on 205 Live next week. We're also, Hato Itami is going to be there as well. What do you think about all this?
He's an independent guy, and he's, you know, he's been around for a little bit, and, you know, WWE's always looking for new talent, and that's the thing I like about NXT. You're always going to see new guys and new women come into NXT, and that's what it makes it exciting and stuff like that. You know, that's what makes wrestling for me, when you see this new talent come in and perform for you, especially if you've never seen them before.
Yeah, also, when I talked about John Cena becomes the first ever wrestler to nominate him for a Golden Globe. What do you think about this for John Cena? Do you think it's a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing for John Cena. That just, you know, I am not a John Cena fan. I do respect him for his accomplishments, especially what he does for the kids and the WWE. I think he's a, you know, awesome guy. I met him once. He seemed really down to earth and a sweet guy. You know, he deserves all the awards that he can, you know, that they can give him, because John Cena there for a while worked his rear off for the WWE and wrestling fans and everything, and he deserves every reward that he gets.
Yeah, and now that Rich Swann's out of the mix, looks like we're going to have a replacement now. Looks like it's going to be Cedric Alexander next week taking on Gulak. Who do you think is going to win next week on Raw to face Enzo?
Alexander.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Alexander. I agree. Well, guys, we'll be right back in just a moment to talk more here in just a moment. Welcome back, guys. We're going to talk about Bad News Barrick, and the reason why WWE dropped the Bad News gimmick thing that he did is because apparently they just did not like that he kept getting so over with the fans, and they wanted him to be a heel. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think you like it? And could that be the reason why we lost Bad News Barrick?
The fans liked him. I liked him. I would have bet that he would have been a world champion. I think the group that he came out with next, you know, remember when they were feuding with John Cena, and it's really sad that John Cena buried him. But still, he should have been, I haven't heard anything about him on the indie circuit, but he has to say that, you know, hey, this isn't the end of me, I will be back. I would love to see him come back. I thought he was a good talent. He's kind of an older guy, but he should have been WWE World Champion. You know, I've never liked any gimmick that the WWE came up with him, but the only gimmick I did like that they did for him is when he was a bad guy, and I thought he was at his peak right there, and especially when he had the NXT group with him, and then he was going against John Cena, and I thought he was awesome at doing that, and it really sucks that the WWE didn't use him the way that he should have been used.
Okay, next up, we're going to talk about Clash of the Champions matchups here. We got AJ Styles taking on the modern-day Mojo Jinder Mahal, WWE Championship. We've already previously talked about this, but what else do you see happening in that match? Do you think the Singh brothers are going to get involved, or what's going to happen there?
Them Jorsch always get involved, you know, in his matches, and that's why he wins at least half of them. But wouldn't it be interesting if they turned on Jinder, you know, and Jinder turned on them, and they joined up with AJ Styles? That would blow my mind, like, wow, you know, and AJ goes back to being a heel, and then Jinder becomes face. You know, can the fans like Jinder if he's a face? People like AJ, whether he's heel or a good guy, you know? So, you know, that would be pretty interesting. And I could see them doing something like that, because remember when Jinder Mahal when he wrestled Triple H, he beat him up. He beat up the brothers, and he was frustrated. He did that on SmackDown, too. And so are these guys going to keep on taking the abuse from this guy? They're going to eventually turn on him. And him wrestling for the title, that would be an awesome time to turn on him. because that would be the best payback right there.
Also, we got Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton and Shinsuke Nakamura. Shane McMahon will be the referee, and Daniel Bryan will also be the referee, now added. Looks like if Owens and Zayn lose this here, they will be fired from all of WWE. What are your thoughts on all this?
They're not going to lose, and I just can't see Kevin Owens being dropped out of WWE because he is one of Triple H's boys. Sami Zayn, I could see them get rid of, but not Kevin Owens. Daniel Bryan making himself guest referee just kind of tells me that he doesn't completely trust Shane McMahon in that match because Shane McMahon does have a vendetta against KO and Sami Zayn.
Yeah, it does look like to me that they're getting us ready for Shane McMahon versus Daniel Bryan, possibly at WrestleMania. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I would like to see that. And who knows, it might be a career versus career match. You know, there's been a lot of talk that Shane has came back temporary and that he wants to go back to Disney and AT&T. But then again, I hope that's not the case. I would hate to see Shane leave. Shane has done a wonderful job for SmackDown, and I've always been a Shane McMahon fan, whether he's been a good guy or a bad guy, it doesn't matter. I still like Shane McMahon, and I think he's probably the only wrestler, but the only pure person in the McMahons that can turn the WWE around when Vince McMahon steps down.
Okay, back to me and Tyler Moore. Welcome back, everybody, to WWE All Results Radio Podcast, and we hope you're enjoying this. We got some more stuff we want to talk to you about, Clash of the Champions. We got the Usos taking on Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus the New Day and Rusev Day for the Tag Team Championships. Who do you think is going to win there?
I would have to... Oh, man. I think the Usos are going to retain. I would like to see Shelton Benjamin get some gold around him, you know, but I think the Usos are going to retain. that's my belief. That I think they're going to hold the belts until the Bludgeon Brothers get a hold of them.
Right, and I have to go with the Usos as well. All right, we got Charlotte taking on Natalya for the SmackDown Women's Championship. How do you see this match playing out? Who's going to win?
I think Charlotte's going to win it in a very long, drawn-out match. I know both of them are going to bring their A game, but I just can't see Charlotte. I don't see Charlotte dropping the title before Mania.
Okay, and I have to agree with you. I'm going with Charlotte. We got Baron Corbin versus Bobby Roode versus Dolph Ziggler, a triple threat for the United States Championship. This looks to be pretty good. Who do you think is going to win here?
I like Corbin, but I'm going to have to put my money on Bobby Roode. You know, he hasn't had a belt yet, and that entrance he has is just simply glorious, if I might add.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have to go with the glorious one, Bobby Roode, as well. I'm a big fan of him, and even when he was in Impact Wrestling, I was still a fan of him. And, of course, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
Did you hear that his buddy from TNA is coming to the WWE pretty soon? I forget his name. The guy he did Beer Money with is going to be
James Storm.
James
Storm. Yeah.
Yeah. He's trying. They're in negotiations to sign him up with Next NXT. So you know that would be pretty cool. I mean, also especially if they can do the Beer Money gimmick, which you know they're not going to be able to do it because of the PG thing. Maybe they can call it, like, I don't know, Gatorade Money.
Yeah, the PG. Yeah, that'd be pretty hilarious. We got Mojo Rawley taking on the Bludgeon Brothers match. We already know who's going to win this, but Tyson, go ahead.
McDonald's Money. I don't know. I think that the Clash of Champions, a lot of people came to me and they're like, man, this pay-per-view is going to suck. I think it's a pretty good pay-per-view from what it looks like on paper. I mean, you know, I'm not usually I'm not really a SmackDown guy, you know, but, you know, it does have my respect because of Shane McMahon, and I think Shane McMahon's doing an incredible job with SmackDown. So I think it's going to be a really good pay-per-view.
All right. When we, me and Tyson, come back, we're going to talk about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo!
Woo!
Welcome back, everybody. Well, now we're going to talk to you about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Go ahead, Tyson.
The greatest of all, the true GOAT of professional wrestling, the 25-time World Heavyweight Champion, Ric Flair, was going to make an appearance in the indie circuit called Hog Wrestling. He's going to be there for meet and greet and meet the fans and talk to them, sign autographs and, you know, and everything. And he's also going to be in the ring to, not to wrestle, thank God, but to, you know, call some of the matches and, you know, make some ring announcements and call out, you know, a lot of the wrestlers and probably do a few interviews, which is awesome. Anything for Ric Flair is just awesome. As long as he's healthy and everything. He gave us a scare there a while back when he was in the hospital. We thought we were going to lose him.
Yes, a very serious situation there, and I like the fact that whenever Ric Flair did come back, he was more cocky and arrogant than ever, and he seemed like his old self again. We want to talk about Carmella now. When and where should Carmella cash in her Money in the Bank contract briefcase? What do you think, Tyson?
It should be WrestleMania, if anything. That's what I believe. It could be any time, really, but I think it should be WrestleMania. What upsets me is that I remember that when you won Money in the Bank, when they had it before, you could cash it on, when they had the split, either show. Now it's just either Raw or SmackDown, and I think that kind of, you know, takes away the magic of the briefcase, because that's what I would do. I would tell them, I'd be like, you know what, you can go to either show and cash it in for any either championship that you feel like.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you think about Undertaker versus Sting? Sting is still wanting to match with the Undertaker. Do you think it ever going to happen? We know that Sting's put off his neck injury that he's had surgery to face the Undertaker. Will we ever see it in WWE?
Sting putting off his neck surgery to face the Undertaker at WrestleMania just tells me that Sting knows something that we don't know yet, and that just tells me that that match is going to happen, because if it wasn't going to happen, then I think that Sting would have went ahead and went through the surgery for his neck. So since he is putting it off, sounds more likely that he knows something that we don't know will happen.
Right, and what do you think about WWE doing this Facebook thing on Facebook in 2018 with the six-pack mixed challenge? Do you think it's going to be a work for WWE or no?
I think it'll work, because that gets that right there is kind of like Cyber Sunday. That gets the fans involved, and, you know, so the fans can, you know, see that and watch that and interact with that and everything. And so, you know, that'll work for the WWE, and because, like I said, it'll get the fans involved, and, you know, that's what they want. They need to bring it back to the fans, you know, because Vince can do what he wants and says what he wants and or whatever, but in the end, the fans make the final decision. You know, just, you know, for an example, Roman Reigns, you know, he's supposed to be a face, but, you know, for the most part, they boo him out of the ring, and, you know, boo him out of their arena. So, you know, the fans don't like him. Cena, it was up and down with him. You know, you heard boos, and then you heard cheers, and you hear, you know, and people, you know, would chant, "You suck, you suck, you suck." So, like I said before, you know, in the end, it's really up to the fans, you know. Vince could say he's the boss, you know, I'm going to do it this way, but the fans make the final decision.
Okay, when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the Broken Hearties, and, do we like the, what do you think about the Woken? We're going to answer all that when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome everybody back to the WWE All Results Radio Podcast with me and Tyson. I'm the Boss King, and he's Tyson the Butcher. I want to ask you about the Woken character of the Hardys. Do you think this is a good idea? I know Jeff Jarrett is injured on the sideline, not able to be there with Matt Hardy. Do you think that the broken character was better or the woken character is more better? What do you think is going on here, and what your opinion on this?
I thought it was better when it was both of them. I'm not in agreement with Matt doing it by himself, and it just doesn't look right with Matt doing it by himself. When they were both doing it in TNA, which is now known as Impact Wrestling, it was great. It was something new, and the fans were into it, and they were tag team champions, and the fans went nuts whenever they came out. And now Matt's doing it by himself, and it just doesn't have the same flair. I also thought it was just, I don't know, it just didn't feel the same when Matt was doing it too against Bray Wyatt in that interview when they were talking amongst each other. I hope Bray Wyatt wins that match, by the way.
Absolutely. I do agree, and I think they should have waited as well with Jeff Hardy come back from injury, then do the woken thing. And I think that would have been more better. It would have got more of a response, I think, and more of a reaction from the crowd. Let's talk about Neville now. We've heard some news of possibly PW Insider Neville reporting that had backstage talks with joining SmackDown for the South Africa tour. What is the latest that you've heard about all this and about Neville returning to WWE?
I heard that he hasn't returned. I heard that they haven't came up with a contract. Negotiations have stopped. I also heard what you heard, that he will join SmackDown. I also heard he may join Raw. I don't know what's going on with the guy. I also heard that he may join the Bullet Club, which I think he would fit perfectly with them. I know that he was frustrated with Vince McMahon and the WWE. That's why he walked out. Vince himself said that came to a surprise to him. He wasn't expecting that. But he walked out, and they've been trying to negotiate with Neville, and with everything that they've been offering Neville, he just hasn't been happy.
Yeah, this is a very sad situation for Neville. I'm a big fan of Neville. I think 205 Live is slowly dying without him. What do you think? I mean, with Enzo being a new champion there, how much longer do you think 205 Live is really going to be around, Tyson?
Not much longer, especially without Neville. I mean, he was 102 Live. When the fans go see 102 Live, they came to see Neville. I mean, he was the fan draw over there and everything. And since he lost the belt, walked out, they just haven't been the same. The fan base is dropping, and the storylines have pretty much sucked. So, it's not working out over there right now.
Yep, and when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk more, and stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk a little about Lucha Underground as well, and so much more. Welcome back, everybody. Now we're going to talk to you about Dave Bautista possibly making a return to WWE. What do you think about all this, and who do you think he might face?
Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar. Everybody wants to see Dave Bautista versus Brock Lesnar. I've heard that for years now. It's surprising that it didn't already happen, at least in the light it didn't happen. It did happen in a match in OVW, which is Ohio Valley Wrestling. Bautista got the victory over the Beast. And, I've been hearing forever, Bautista versus Brock. Bautista versus Brock. Bautista said in interviews that he wants to come back to WWE on a long-term basis, to work house shows or whatever they have him do. And he said he wants his best friend, one of his best friends in the business, Triple H, to retire him. I heard that at WrestleMania, I heard that he will be back probably around Royal Rumble, and he will wrestle WrestleMania 34. I heard that he signed a six-month agreement, which doesn't sound long-term to me. I don't know about you, but yeah, I heard he signed a six-month agreement to come back and to wrestle for the WWE. 6 months is enough time for him to run a program with Triple H, but I don't think it's going to be enough time to run a program with Brock Lesnar, because A, Brock Lesnar's leaving, or B, if Brock Lesnar decides to resign and stay, He's going to be on a part-time basis.
Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about the 25th anniversary of Monday Night Raw. How exciting is this going to be, and who do you think might all be showing up on that night?
I heard a lot of rumors. I heard Ric Flair will be there. I heard a lot of the SmackDown stars will be there. Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, also known as the NWO, DX, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, of course, the Phenom himself, The Undertaker, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Batista may show up. You know, anything and anything can happen when it comes to the WWE, but those are the big names that I heard.
That sounds absolutely awesome. I can't wait. It's coming up on January the 9th, so guys, check out that. Next up, we're going to talk about Lucha Underground here. What do you think about Lucha Underground currently right now, and what do you think is going to happen whenever they come back in their next season?
I think Lucha Underground is probably one of the best things that happened to wrestling. You have a lot of excitement. Me and you called a few of the Lucha Underground matches and shows. It is a lot of fun to watch. It's everything's unexpected. They put their all out on it. I think they treat their wrestlers incredibly because they're on a part-time season. They run seasons, and so the wrestlers can get a break and be with their families or go out and, you know, be on the independent circuit and earn more money or do what they got to do. I love the Lucha Underground. I'm kind of selfish. I wish it would go like the WWE does, but it doesn't. I can understand them caring for the wrestlers and making it only a season, which is great for the wrestlers, but, you know, I like Lucha Underground. They do a lot of crazy stuff on there.
I agree. And when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk about the Young Bucks and if they ever will come to WWE and are, what's going on with the Young Bucks. Are they going to leave the Bullet Club? We're going to talk about all that next and more.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, everybody, to WWE All Results Radio Podcast. Now me and Tyson are going to talk to you about the latest news coming in on the Young Bucks. You know, we've heard news of them possibly leaving the Bullet Club. And, you know, there's always been speculations of when and where they might come into WWE. What do you think about all this? Do you think they're leaving the Bullet Club, and do you think they'll ever will come to WWE?
Anything can happen. I hope they don't go to the WWE. I hope they stick with the Bullet Club. As we've seen, if they go to the WWE, they're not going to be used right, and they're probably going to be split up. And if they're not split up, they're going to be out to be – they're going to look like a joke. I think they do great with the Bullet Club. I like the Young Bucks. They have a lot of fans over there in Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. So I think they'll stay over there. But you know, once again, Vincent McMahon is threatened by the competition. So what's he do? He tries to offer these wrestlers a ridiculous amount of money to break up the threat. You know, the Young Bucks and the Bullet Club already showed up at WWE headquarters and called out everybody. And as you've seen and read, Vince McMahon was pretty upset about that. But, you know, I defended the Bullet Club, not because I like them, but because truth. And I was like, well, DX did it to WCW, so what's wrong with the Bullet Club doing it to you?
Okay, next up, Tyson's going to talk to you about something that he's heard about the independent circuit merging together. Go ahead, Tyson.
From what I read, New Japan, and I've seen this on various sources, New Japan said that they want to come over to America and they want to have programs over here. They want to open a company over here and also in New Japan. So they'll be running it in two different companies. If that happens, New Japan is already in cahoots with Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling. All those wrestlers can, you know, they can go to New Japan, they can go to Ring of Honor, and they can wrestle and stuff like that. Okay. Now, Luchadors are, they coming back and forth to Impact. You also go coming back and forth to Ring of Honor. Okay, if that happens, you got four organizations right there. You got Lucha Underground, you got Ring of Honor, you got New Japan Pro Wrestling, you got Impact Wrestling, all emerging possibly as one to go, and you can best believe they'll go against the WWE. Kenny Omega said in an interview, he shot at WWE, he said, "Funny, Chris Jericho had to jump me from behind like a coward when I was distracted and the lights are out." That sounds like something that they would do on Monday Night Raw. So that was shooting a shot at the WWE. So therefore, that possibly could happen. And if that happens, my prediction is, how in the world is the WWE going to go against four organizations? That would be nearly impossible. Even if they do knock down the PG gimmick, it would be impossible.
I totally agree with you 100%. And when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's been in the news with the latest picture. Looks like he's in ring shape. We're going to talk about if he can have another match and so much more. So keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio Podcast. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and now we're going to talk to you a little bit about Stone Cold Steve Austin. In a recent picture, looks like he's in ring shape again and working out. What do you think of his chances of getting in the ring again in WWE?
Stone Cold, from the picture I've seen, looks jacked. It looks like he's been in the gym for a little bit and been working on, you know, his appearance. Him to just look like that doesn't look to me like he wants to pop up on Raw and look good. Looks like he's thinking, maybe one more match. Of course, I heard Stone Cold in interviews say that he doesn't want to do another match. He doesn't want to wrestle anymore. From my knowledge, I don't think the doctors have cleared him to do anything. But, you know, who knows? You know, these guys tell us one thing and they do another. I would love to see him back for one more match in the WWE. I think it'd be also, fun for a lot of the young people who have not seen Stone Cold in the ring. It would be awful nice if Stone Cold could give the finger gesture like he usually does, but I doubt that's going to happen because it's PG era. And drink the beer that he usually does, it'll probably be pop Coca-Cola or whatever, but it'd be really nice to see him in the ring, and if he does come back, who's he going to go against?
That's a big question. Who do you think he might go against if he did ever return?
Well, Rock has talked a lot of stuff and interviews, and he said that, it'd be really nice to have one more match against my old buddy, the Rattlesnake. So, you know, he's talking about Stone Cold, but then there's also been talks about Triple H going against The Rock. You know, you remember they had that feud, and they thought that was going to happen. What would be really cool with maybe all three of them in the ring at one time and make it a triple threat.
That'd be absolutely awesome. I think it'd be a great idea. Next thing we can talk about right now, talk a little bit about the Authors of Pain. Do you think that, when do you think the Authors of Pain are coming to the main roster is the question?
Gosh, I hope that this year, 2018, I hope it's soon. It would be really nice to see the Authors of Pain, you know, over there on SmackDown to fight the wrestle the Bludgeon Brothers. Everybody would want to see that. I just hope that when they go to a main roster, they don't make them out to be a joke.
I totally agree with you. Rumor I've heard, possibly the Authors of Pain could be showing up at Clash of Champions tomorrow night. What do you think about that?
That would be awesome if they showed up. You know, I'm pretty sure when they show up, they will make a huge impact. They'll make a big mark. They have one of the greatest managers in history, and Paul Ellering. And I think they would be champions over there. I think the title belt would be, you know, I think the championship, tag team championship belt would be between them, the Usos, and the Bludgeon Brothers. I think that war would be going on for quite a long time.
Okay, and when me and Tyson come back, we're going to talk about a little bit of WWE 2K18 video game and how awesome it is, and for you and for me and all that, so much more. So keep it locked right here. Welcome back, everybody, to WWE All Results Radio Podcast. Hope you're enjoying this new podcast with me and Tyson the Butcher. I'm the Boss King, and now me and Tyson, we're going to talk a little bit about WWE 2K18 video game. It just came out, and it's a really awesome game. Tyson, what is your thoughts on that new game?
Well, that game is awesome. Like I said, you could be anything you want in that game. You could be general manager. You can run the show. You can call the matches. You can have blood in it. You can make your own stables. You can have it on any difficulty that you possibly want. You can screenshot yourself and be in the game. You can create a player. You can do anything you want. You can create your own belt. There's legends you can unlock in the game. You got it. I think it's an awesome game.
Absolutely. And me and Tyson are going to be doing some WWE 2K18 video game here very soon with all these wonderful fans on our new Instagram page. We haven't decided what night we're going to do that yet for the fans, but we are going to be showing Clash of Champions just coming up this Sunday on our new Instagram page. And we want everybody to go check us out on our Instagram at WWE_all_results_page_on_insta. It's WWE All Results page on Insta. So go check us out there and follow us on there. And we're also going to be bringing back the Fan of Hall of Fame, Tyson. And I'm really excited about this. And this year, we're going all out. It's our second annual. We're going to induct 10 fans into the Fan of Hall of Fame. One lucky fan is going to become the Fan of the Year award. How awesome is this?
That's awesome. And, they also get to do a lot of things on the page. And, hopefully we can work on something to where they can actually commentate with us, maybe for WrestleMania or SummerSlam or something like that.
Yeah, and like I said, if any of y'all wonderful fans have any ideas of what we could do more for you guys, in 2018, we're launching new things. We launched this new radio station. We launched a new Tumblr page as well, and Snapchat, and many other different places you guys can go check us out on. But mainly, our main two sources are Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all three of them sources pages. You can get all the WWE news and rumors, and here on our new radio station, you're going to get that weekly podcast with me and Tyson. And you never know, we might set up some more podcasts. I'm in talks with some more people here that have radio stations here on Anchor Amp that we could possibly be doing podcasts with them as well. So in the near future, so we're going to be doing a whole lot of great things in 2018. I hope 2018 is going to be a lot better in the sports of WWE. Tyson, I wanted you to give your final thoughts, and we're going to wrap this up.
Hopefully that we can also do something on. We can get a page going on YouTube where the fans could see, both of us live. I could travel down there, maybe for a pay-per-view or something like that, and we can, host it together, where the fans could see us, and we can commentate about what's going on and have pizza or whatever. It doesn't matter. But, and do stuff like that, make it anything special for the fans.
Yeah. Tyson, any other final thoughts you want to add?
I hope everybody joins us tomorrow for Clash of the Champions. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of surprises on there. I can't wait to see it. I could do this every single day. It's awesome that the fans, listened on our broadcast. It was a lot of fun. God bless the fans and God bless our troops. And I can't wait to hear and talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. And next Saturday, me and Tyson will be doing another podcast around the same time, around 4-3 Central. So check us out again. I want to be the first one to wish everyone a very safe Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Ho, ho! We're going to close it out with a little Stone Cold theme song. How about that?
That's awesome.
All right, we're having a little technical difficulty. Tyson, we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up now. Tell the fans again to join us for tomorrow night. For Clash of Champions, 8, 7 Central for the Clash of Champions. And then don't forget about the Phantom Hall of Fame. We'll see you then, guys. Goodbye, everybody.
Right,
a big shout out to James McCoy listening to the WWE All Results Radio podcast. Thanks for listening, buddy. And we'll let me know when you'd like to do a little podcast together. We'll be doing it very soon. Big shout out to CreateU86 for listening to the WWE All Results Radio podcast. Thanks for listening in. We really appreciate you.
Hey, this is James from the JM Sports and Wrestling Podcast. So I just was listening and I heard about the prediction of Daniel Bryan turning heel on Shane McMahon and those two having a match. All of that will happen if Daniel Bryan is cleared by WWE doctors. And to my knowledge, he hasn't been cleared yet. So the premise of that, I think I get it. It's just speculation and prediction, but I think it's good to acknowledge the fact that, you know, it should probably be said it's all based on whether they clear Daniel Bryant. Personally, I think it's going to be Shane that turns heel. Shane has been a babyface since he's come back, and I think it's time that a McMahon turns heel again, and I think we'll see that with Shane McMahon. But again, great work, guys. Talk to you guys soon. Hey, what's going on? This is James McCoy from the JM Sports and Wrestling Podcast. So listen, I got your call in. Sorry I didn't get back to you as fast as normal, but I would definitely love to set something up for a Saturday or Sunday. Anytime that's good for you, maybe in the next couple weeks, let's touch base and let's do that. Next couple weeks or so, let's say 2 weeks from now, and on a Saturday or Sunday, whichever is good for you, give me a call back in and just let me know what you think, if that's good enough for you, and we'll go from there. Hey, man, loving what you're putting out there. Keep up the good work, both of you guys. All right, we will talk to you soon.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we just received new news that the WWE Hardcore Championship belt might be returning in 2018. What do y'all think about this, and do you think it could work in WWE again? I know it's a PG era, but would it be awesome to see the Hardcore Championship back in 2018? Remember the last time they had the Hardcore Championship belt, it was defended anywhere, any place, 24 hours a day. And if they would bring that back and do it like that again, how awesome would that be? We definitely need some of our Hardcore Legends back, I think, in my opinion, to make it really work. Like, you need Mick Foley back, you need some of the other Hardcore Champions we had in the past. Otherwise, I don't see how this is going to work in a new era, because it is the PG era, and we're not able to do the extreme matches anymore like we supposed to. So I really don't see this, in my opinion, the Hardcore Championship coming back in 2018, but you never know. And WWE, you never can say never. You just really don't never know. Stay tuned for more. We got more to come. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're also receiving news on Brock Lesnar update here for you guys. Apparently, we're hearing Brock Lesnar is working on a deal where he can work both WWE and UFC, be the first ever WWE superstar to ever do this. So, do you think it could work? Do you think Vince would work with this? Do you think that Vince McMahon and the leaders over there in UFC will work a deal, Dana White, work a deal where they can share talent? Because if they can work this out, guys, can you imagine the kind of matchups we could have for WrestleMania? Because at least that's the rumors I've been hearing. They're going to possibly maybe do a Four Horsemen Revolution thing against four people from, like, UFC kind of thing. And if they could pull this off, this would be really awesome. And this would really help WWE. This would really help UFC. But I'm looking beyond just Brock Lesnar here. We're looking beyond that. If they could do that, this would really open the door for more greater opportunities for WWE, more greater opportunities for UFC. In my opinion, it's a win-win situation. You know, I don't know why WWE, if they were going to do this or not, what I'm talking about now. But if they could pull this off, this would really be awesome for the fans. I know Mr. McMahon has always been the kind of guy where he doesn't want no company greater than his. But see, to me, in my estimation, UFC has nothing to do with wrestling. It's more about fighting and MMA style fighting and fighting in a cage and stuff like that. So to me, WWE really has no competition with UFC. This would be a way to boost ratings. This would be a way to gain some fan base back for WWE, because I know they lost a lot with this new era PG crap that nobody likes. Everybody likes the Attitude Era, or at least I do. I grew up on that. So we're just going to have to wait and see. But that's the very latest we're hearing on Brock Lesnar. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio. And ladies and gentlemen, we also received news that Clash of the Champions results have already been leaked online. How is this going to affect tonight's show? Are they going to change the matchups now, the winners? Really interesting here. You know, when it gets leaked out there online, sometimes Vince may want to start finding different ways to do these pay-per-views. Maybe wait to the last minute. Tell the superstar, hey, go out there and I want you to do this and job for this guy. So we're going to have to wait and see how this is going to play out. This is interesting. I'll keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more updates like this. What is y'all's guys' predictions for tonight, Clash of the Champions? Are you guys ready for Clash of the Champions? We also want to remind you once again, guys, that tonight is Clash of the Champions pay-per-view. And we're going to be going live for Clash of the Champions pay-per-view on our Instagram page. You can check it out there at WWE_all_results_on_insta. So basically it's underscore between all of the words, so it's WWE All Results on Insta. Go check us out there and follow us. And if you do follow us on our Instagram page, or if you do favorite us here on our radio station here, we will give you a shout out. Also, we want to remind you that the Phantom Hall of Fame is tonight as well. It's 1 hour before Clash of the Champions gets started. That'll be happening, ladies and gentlemen, at 6:05 Central tonight on our Instagram page. And Clash of the Champions pay-per-view will be starting at 7:06 Central. But we're not going to stop there, guys, because we're also going to be doing a concert as well with Depp Leppard. Will be joining us at 4:03 Central. It'll be starting at 3 o'clock my time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. And it'll all be going down on our Instagram page. So make sure you follow us on there at WWE_all_results_page_on_insta. Make sure you do that right now, and we'll love you guys forever. Have a blessed day, guys. Have a great rest of your weekend. And a Merry Christmas to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another update here for you on Vince McMahon not using the XFL name for the new football league, ? We previously told you about XFL possibly coming back in 2018. Well, now we got the report coming in that says Vince McMahon plans to personally fund a separate entire from WWE called the Alpha Entertainment. Vince McMahon to explore other investment opportunities, including professional football, under a new company, which could lead to the return of XFL. Since during the installment of Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer discussed that Vince McMahon possibly bringing back XFL, and mentioned that they would probably not be using the XFL name moving forward. Dave Meltzer also mentioned here that the VKM vendors applied to the trademark of the United Football League, the UFL, and for the love of football back in September. Dave Meltzer said that there is a lot of negative that surrounds the XFL name, and that they will probably be called UFL if Vince actually goes through with doing football again. And there's the very latest on that. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio. My personal intake on this, I really don't think the XFL is going to work. I mean, they tried it before and it didn't work, and this is the new era, and you know, people are kind of losing interest in WWE. It's not as big popular thing as it used to be when I was a kid, because it is the PG era and people are more used to the Attitude Era, and they're used to the older superstars that have been around, like Stone Cold, The Undertaker, The Rock. You know, that them are the people that really got behind WWE back then. And nowadays they really don't have, I think, the superstars that a lot of the fans are interested in nowadays. I just don't see how this is going to work. I mean, if you can't get people to tune in for WWE, how do you think you're going to get people to tune in for your football league?
that they know that's going to be owned by Vince McMahon. That's my opinion on that, but we'll see what happens. Anything can happen, and it might work, and if it does work, that'd be great. But we'll see what happens. Keep it locked right here on the WWE On Results Radio for more updates like this. And ladies and gentlemen, we got another update here for you guys. Former WWE diva Melina reveals that she was sexually assaulted and raped. This is very shocking and stunning. It says former WWE diva Melina took to Facebook and addressed her experiences with being sexually assaulted and raped. And here is what she wrote here. It says, granted, being cornered to get harassed and being grabbed didn't lead me to want to commit suicide like rape did. But it says all were life altering. And it says all made me feel like I had no power and I wasn't safe and I had no value and I wasn't a human being. And it says that was simply a thing and my worth and my purpose, my existence altered. And if I say anything, I'm a liar. And it says, and looks like engaging or looking for attention. So many suffer this helplessness and silence, which I did for years. This is, I'm not looking for to point fingers. This is, I want to engage, educate people on the subject of being hero to victims and get those suffering in silence on a path to recovery. Sexual assault doesn't just happen to women. Like Safe Horizon posted on Twitter, it says sexual assault doesn't demonstrate, or neither should we. Me Too has included women of color, the immigrants, and the LGBTO, people living with disabilities, children, teenagers, and the elderly, and yes, men and boys. Sadly, this happens to more people than we realize, and it affects us all. Very sad situation there. Very sad for Melina and all the ones that's been sexually assaulted and raped. My thoughts and my prayers go out to everybody. And this is a situation that's still going on today. And it's something that needs to stop. We need to stop this and we need to get these people that are doing these kind of stuff behind bars where they belong. That's my intake and my opinion on that. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors and updates like this. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another update here for you guys. This looks like Tyrus reveals why he decided to leave Impact Wrestling when he did. Tyrus recently spoke on with Arm Drag Takedown about his time with Impact Wrestling and the departure from the company. And here's some of the highlights from the interview. Says Impact is not wanting Tyrus to work with Jeff Jarrett when he was with GFW and was still a separate company. It says they didn't want me to work for Jeff. It says basically it came down to either way with Impact or I could go to Global. And so I was making more with Impact and Global didn't have the resource to pay me what I was making. And then Jeff Jarrett attempting to get Tyrus to come to GFW. He was basically saying it was a better for me to come to Global because the Impact was about to fold and was and banished, looks like, about that. And then 2 weeks later, it says at the TV tapings, I guess they're working the shows. And then Jeff Jarrett, it says, I was like, B, R, and it says, you're crazy. And it says, what does that? Check it. And it says, if I would have to quit and take money out of my family's mouth, went and worked there, and then, oh, it says, we're going to have to work Impact. And it says, how would that have gone? Leaving Impact once Jared's started working there again, and it says, when Jeff Jarrett came along, it says, because him and I have an uncomfortable history. And I just wasn't comfortable with the management unless Jeff Jarrett and I were going to have a sit-down, which just wasn't going to happen. As I knew this was not going to be a spot for me, and as I just wasn't comfortable with it. And there's the very latest on Tyrus, and what's next for Tyrus? I mean, Tyrus used to be in, you know, WWE, and You know, maybe they could bring him back, and who knows. But wherever the guy goes, he's going to do just fine. And I do agree that Impact Wrestling is really folding right now. I mean, they are losing so many talents, and I just don't see how Impact Wrestling is going to be able to continue on. They seem to keep finding ways to keep going with a new management. Now they're with Anthem, and you know, a Canadian name and everything that owns them and everything. But maybe they can keep finding ways to stay alive. I don't know. They seem to keep finding ways to hang around. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors and updates like this. Hey, gentlemen, we got another update here for you guys. Looks like the WWE Universe is in favor of the Universal Championship Triple Threat match at the Royal Rumble. The very latest poll vote we have got in, the WWE has released, is like 50% of the WWE Universe is in favor of a Triple Threat match, 31% of voting for Strowman, and just only 12% voting for the Big Red Machine. This is interesting. Looks like the fans are more interested in a Triple Threat. We'll keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more news and rumors on the way. Ladies and gentlemen, we got another update here for you. Looks like the War Machine's possibly heading to WWE? Question mark here. This is in a report back in July. It looks like via Wrestling Observer that WWE has shown interest in Ring of Honor's War Machine. And it says, we're waiting until their contracts with ROH and New Japan Pro Wrestling expire before making an offer to the duo. It is worth noting that this weekend at ROH television tapings, that the War Machine hinted at the farewell by bowing to the crowd after the match against LSG and others that they faced in the ring. Many are speculating that this could be an indication that they are may be done with the company and could be headed to WWE. What do y'all think about this? Do y'all think the War Machines from ROH would be a nice fit for WWE? Let us know in the comments. And always call in on the station if you have any questions as well. Thank you for listening to WWE All Results Radio. More news and rumors are on the way. Hey, Jim, we got another update here for you guys. Like John Cena on his film career for WrestleMania 34 and criticism from the WWE Universe and more. Looks like it's reported from Wrestling Inc. that John Cena recently contacted with an interview with the reporters there. And looks like they spoke out several topics related to both of the wrestling career and the ongoing presentation in Hollywood. And it's on his film career. He says, originally, he says, my film career was a direction from the upper management and WWE, like, hey, go with the movies. And originally, what I wanted my film career to be an extension of the WWE business model. He says, I understood. He says, WWE Studios opened in, it looks like, 2003, 2004, and then they began to film movies. And the model of the business was, if I was to make our stars, biggest stars, that they will come to see WWE. And it says, well, that's what I wanted. But it says, I didn't want to go do movies. In the process of making a movie, it also is a different, and it takes a long time. It takes a lot of people, and there's nothing to cheer you on. And it says, as a younger man, it says, I really was a drawn, and still am. And to the dramatic of the live audience, and the live experience, of just out there and to see what happens. And this is but 15 years ago, this is I'm telling stories in WWE ring and the constant passion, loving my job every day, as I began to ask why. As a young man, I didn't have the persevision, and I said it was always because I wanted to be a champion, and as I wanted to do this or that. And now after all these years, it's like why do I still love this? And it says, I love telling stories, man. And it says, I love telling stories. And it says, that's something that I didn't enjoy multiple platforms in 2005, 2006. Now you can see I enjoy helping with the morning shows, doing tonight shows and bits and hosting, doing the R-rated comedies, and doing family movies, still doing WWE and being a reality TV star. as I think I'm just drawn to the creative progress, and it says now with the more experience and the more comfortable feeling in my own right in WWE, I am confident enough to use those skills elsewhere. It says on the desired opponent for WrestleMania 34, it says honest, I never in a picking businessman. It says I might have mentioned on Edge and Christian's podcast, but it says don't play Vince. It says if you're not Vince, the best way to love is what you do and the respect to say. But hey, here's what's going to happen, and then say, hey, I'm going to make this a effing awesome. And also, it says there's going to be more on here. This is on his love for acting and anniversary from WWE fans. It says, if you look at the stuff I do in WWE, it says, yes, there comes to a time when that line's across, and it says, I do have the moral ethos, I should say, and fight in for that. And it says, in front of the audience, it says, I'm not afraid to be a butt of a joke. It says, I'm not afraid of to bring my life out there. And every time, and in a very generous sense, it says, you can ask anyone, it says, I ever stood in the ring with, I always tell them to come to me at the best shot. And it says, it's about being comfortable enough in your environment, and just enjoy that and see what happens. As I have the WWE Universe to thank because of the repeated progress of facing the sort of anniversary every day and never getting to you, and you're being like, meh, sun's still up and still a good time and still a good day. It says, I don't know, but says that once again, I am very thankful and happy for all that stuff. Thank you guys for listening in. There will be always more. Keep it locked right here on the WWE All Results Radio for more.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.